Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show, where our goal is to make the world a polite place to live, one person at a time. We cover a wide range of topics from common courtesies and communication skills to everyday life interactions, only to name a few. We should all be aware that etiquette truly encompasses every area of our lives. If you are listening live, call 516-418-5894. And now, here is your host, certified speaker, teacher, trainer, author, and coach, known as the Etiquette Lady, Miss Donna.
Good evening, happy Sunday. Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. I'm Miss Donna. Today is October 4th, 2020. It's Sunday. And we're broadcasting live from the lovely city of Atlanta. This evening, we will continue our conversation regarding why women are charged more for some services and products. So please stay tuned. Well, we are very grateful that we have listeners of all ages and, of course, for the new listeners as well. Since the name of the show is What is Etiquette Anyway?, it is a question, so we want to certainly provide the answer for you. Etiquette is just simply a set of rules of behavior, and by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. The word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket, and it later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court. These rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. So I like to send the kudos out to Charles I and II. Okay, so why are women charged more than men for some of the same types of products and services? We're going to continue this discussion. I'm going to bring on my co-host for this evening, Ms. Pam Barnes. Ms. Pam, how are you?
Hi, Ms. Donna. I'm fine, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to co-host with you.
Absolutely. So looking forward to this conversation this evening. I know we started out last week by taking a look at some of the products and the services as well that women have a tendency to be charged more for. And, of course, we talked about deodorant and body wash and razors. We talked about hair services. We talked about clothing, dry cleaning, and the list goes on. And in case you all did not catch that show last week, you can certainly go back and take a listen to that. We're not going to repeat a lot of the information that we shared last week, but it was definitely, quite a bit of information. And I want to say, I do want to talk about for a second, for those of you that did not hear the show last week, we did make mention of the facts as far as where some of our information came from on last week, which was the DCA, which stands for the Department of Consumer Affairs. We talked about the BLS, which is the Bureau of Labor Statistics, as well. Now, we talked about also, and I think I'm hearing some feedback a little bit. Let's see, check our lines. Okay. All right, I want to make sure that we have the clearest connection possible so our listeners can have a great listening experience. Okay, so Ms. Pam, so last week we talked about the pink tax, and of course the pink tax is just basically what that is that's just extra money charged for women's products. And I'm still getting feedback. Ms. Pam, can
yes.
you hear that?
It's sort of fuzzy. It's like a wind or
Okay. Not sure what is going on, but hopefully we will have a clear connection. Not quite sure what's going on here. All right. So, but yeah, we talked about the pink tax, which is basically just kind of that alludes to extra money that women are charged for women's products. And then the other terminology we talked about was the fat tax, which where that came from is extra money charged for plus-size garments. And we talked a little bit about the plus-size on last week. In fact, I remember one of the designers had mentioned that, you know, he wasn't quite sure why that was even, you know, an issue because he was stating that it doesn't take that much more fabric, you know, in order to make a plus size. He was talking about two of the models, a plus size model versus a regular size model, if you will. So he said they really didn't take, it may be for a few cents to a few dollars more, but why oftentimes a lot of the apparel was to run $30, $40, $50 more. It was quite interesting. We are certainly going to, isn't that wild? That's just pretty wild, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Goodness. Very discriminating, I should say. So you know, we are aware that women pay more than men for personal care items, partly because we use products and services that most men don't, if you will, such as makeup and, you know, sometimes, well, can't really say makeup all the time and body wax because some men use those products, okay?
But for the
products that both men and women use, women often pay more. And we talked about the gender pricing, which usually falls under the pink tax. And we talked about the different colors and razors, you know, pink razors or green or yellow versus the males, which are generally darker colors, maybe navy or black, so on and so forth. So everybody can kind of understand where we're coming from in case they did not have an opportunity to hear the show on last week. So I know we had some responses back regarding that show on last week. In fact, there's one that says, Miss Donna, thanks for shedding light on this topic. I never knew about this. Thanks again. This comes from Melanie in Atlanta. You're welcome, Melanie. And we just want to kind of shed some light on this topic. So also, when it comes to repairs, car repairs, especially, you know, maintenance, car maintenance and repairs, stats show that women can be charged up to 25% more than a male if a male were to go into an auto repair shop. Did you know that?
I have been skeptical about when we had a used car taking it in to be serviced because I couldn't be sure that I wasn't being overcharged because I did not know exactly what was wrong and what the pricing should be. And I always regretted not having a man to go in with me and do the talking.
Yeah, that is just so amazing. And I believe that the assumption that comes into play is that women just don't know. So, therefore, you know, we can tell them anything. And, you know, they'll just kind of buy it, if you will. So that's another reason we're doing this show, so women can really do some research and just be really aware that, yes, it does happen that women will be taken care or taken advantage of just by sheer reason of being female and walking in female. And so what I would do is I would ask the repair, the mechanic, for my part to please save my part because I wanted to ensure that this part was actually replaced. And even before then, I would call around. I would let somebody kind of give me an idea of what they felt was going on, and then I would call around to some of the parts stores and do some pricing myself, and then just kind of get an idea. And some of the parts stores, they would give you a general idea of how long it would take to repair this particular part and what the kind of the dollar amount would be. So they would kind of give you a quote and say, you know, this is going to take an hour and a half. You know, it's going to, the average price to do this is about $75 an hour. And so you kind of know what you're looking at. So just kind of really doing some due diligence, not to mention that purchasing vehicles, oh my goodness. I've even spoken with some car salesmen who were no longer in the business to say, actually admit that, yes, when they see a female drive on up on the automobile lot by themselves, they're like, oh, yeah, okay, you know, this is going to be simple or this is going to be easy or, you know, something of that nature. It's like, you know, the flashing lights, like, okay, we've got this one, you know.
Yeah.
And some of the stats are like up to 30% that women can be charged without really, really knowing or understanding and just, you know, they're needing to purchase a new car, and they're pretty much willing to do whatever. But I know many years ago what I did is, and I always say the Lord told me to go, I went to the bookstore just before I purchased a car, and I happened to find a book. And this book was called How to Purchase the Most Amount of Car for the Least Amount of Money. And this was written by a used car salesman, and I read the entire book before I went to the car lot, and I mean, everything was broken down from how to calculate what your current car is worth, how much it will take for them to repair your car, to put it back on the lot, to sell it, how much they would make. It was just absolutely, it was amazing to me. And so what I did is I took a lot of notes, and when I went into to the dealership, I had all my notes, and I can pretty much tell them exactly. And so, you know, sometimes they'll go back and forth with you, especially when, you know, prior to your financing options and things of that nature. They'll go back and forth, and it's like, okay, you've already told them what you want to spend, so on and so forth. But usually they, what do? They go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And I'm like, okay, all right. So, but I stuck to what I had, you know, the knowledge that I had learned about that, I stuck to it, and I didn't budge. And my point was, okay, either we can do this here or I can go up the street to another dealership. It's, you know, that's not a problem. And so finally, after going around and around for probably in excess of an hour, hour and a half, after I actually secured that particular deal, one of the managers asked me, he said, "Have you ever sold cars before?" And I told him, no, because he was like, no, how do you know all this, right? So I told him, no, I haven't. I said, I'm just an educated female consumer. And he was like, oh, I just thought you sold cars. No, I just educated myself and learned, you know. And just going back and forth with all those tricks and like, please, either, you ask. Initially, I gave you an answer. So why the song and dance? And I'm sure anybody out there that has purchased a car at some point over their, car buying experiences, they've experienced that. And it was just always just crazy to me going back and forth. So us as women, we really most definitely have to educate ourselves. It is just of the utmost importance. Yeah. Okay, so they were glad to see me drive off the lot because I stuck to my guns, So we have to certainly educate ourselves and be very conscious of what we're doing, especially as consumers. And that was one of the main reasons that we're doing this show. We're just basically have been discovering that this is what's going on, and a lot of women are not even aware, because just like I think I had someone say that if you were to if you wear a size 16, you would not even think to go to the size 8 rack, because I mean, what's the point? When you go shopping, you're going to look for your size. And I thought that was a very, very valid point, right? Really interesting. So what I want to talk about, which has really been in the news, is what is called the Tampax tax. The Tampax tax. And a lot of people, have never heard of that, but that's just basically a term used to call attention to tampons and other feminine hygiene products. That are highly taxed. And I found this to be really interesting to really do some research on this tax. And this is, not just, in the United States, but around the world. And I found an article, I'm going to read it in part, in Marie Claire magazine. And it started out like this. It said, in states like Alabama and Texas, you can grab a Snickers bar from a vending machine tax-free. But when women need to purchase a tampon or pad for a routine bodily function that often causes pain, discomfort, and prohibits many of us from attending work or school, these items are not considered necessities of life and are therefore taxed. Isn't that interesting? Now, because of this particular tax, women in the U.S. are estimated to spend an additional $150 million per year on menstrual products, just women, okay? And and then she made a statement and said, if men got their period, would we still be having this conversation? Okay. I mean, that's pretty thought-provoking. But this is a certainly, it's a necessity. And this starts with, young girls,
Right.
Definitely teenagers and sometimes preteens, And she had mentioned that, thankfully, organizations like Period Equity, which is a national law and policy advocacy group dedicated to ensuring accessible, affordable, and safe menstrual products, are working to remove the Tampax tax in the 33 states where it still remains in effect. This summer, they introduced a collaboration with Lola, the female-led period and sexual wellness brand, for a coordinated legal advocacy and public engagement campaign called Tax Free Period. Together, the groups are raising awareness for the unconstitutional state laws in place and aim to ensure all period products tax-free by Tax Free Day 2020. So So we're going to let you know that actually happened, okay? But I did mention that around, this is a situation around the world, that feminine hygiene products are taxed at rates higher than expected for essential items. They're often included in this, even though lower ones might arguably be more appropriate. In some countries, period supplies are even declared luxury items before the law and
oh my goodness.
And luxury. Really? Really?
Oh my goodness.
And our tax debt rates also apply to items like cigarettes or alcohol. So, you know, we know it's not just the United States. And some other countries are, now listen to these, the tax rates here. Hungary is at 27%, Sweden 25%, Mexico 16%, Spain 10%, the U.S. Is at 10%, Iran is at 9%, Germany 7%, France 5.5%, and Poland 5%. Okay, now there are some countries, I just want to mention just a few of them, that are tax-free. That's Ireland, South Africa, Australia, Canada, Malaysia, Nicaragua, Uganda, Kenya, Nigeria, Jamaica, Lebanon, Colombia, India, and Tanzania, and Rwanda. So those are tax-free countries. Okay? And I know that you are from Michigan, Ms. Pam. And I know that you saw an article that talks, I think this is really interesting, this article about what some women there in Michigan did. You want to share that with us, would you?
Some Michigan women, Michigan women are suing the state to end the tampon tax and to get a cash refund. They're suing the state Treasury Department. They're seeking a class action status on behalf of all Michigan women paying the tampon tax and demanding a refund with interest of the sales and use taxes that have been paid by women for hygiene products over the last 4 years. And they estimate the class of women paying the tax has about 2.4 million women. One of the women, one of the lawyers that is representing this class action suit is stating, that it is a discriminatory tax because the government is imposing a burden on a product that women must use. It's a tax on women for being women. They are stating that the products should be considered essential because we need to have them. Let's see. Oh, Michigan collects about $6.9 million annually in taxes on hygiene supplies.
Unbelievable.
And House Democrats last year introduced bills that would exempt hygiene products from sales and use taxes after June 30th of this year. And the bill was introduced to the it received a committee hearing, but it never did advance to the House floor because they felt there were other things more pressing. And so that bill is still sitting there. And I found it very interesting that one of the representatives in the House is actually from my hometown of Bay City. I'm trying to remember if I even recognize that name. But anyway, lawsuits have also been filed in Ohio, Florida, and New York, prompting the legislatures in those states to pass laws that repealed the tax. And it's interesting that
Ohio's governor and their legislature are Republican controlled. What else? And we are now down to 30 states still have the tax on hygiene products. So it has come down, but it still has 30 more states to go.
Wow. I mean, would you even? It's apparent that we have to stay on top of everything.
Yeah, this is big money. It's a big money issue.
Yeah.
It's going to be a battle.
And it's, it's a necessity. It's not, they're saying it's like a luxury. It's a necessity. I mean, really?
Yeah.
It's an
essential item.
Absolutely. Wow. We're going to stick a pin in it for a second, and we are going to come right back. You can join the conversation. We're going to be on just a few more minutes, but you certainly can join the conversation at 516-418-5894, 516-418-5894, or send us an email, missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com or etiquetteladies@gmail.com. Wow. You're probably thinking, am I really hearing what I'm hearing? Yes, actually, you are.
It's a money maker.
That is just, that's amazing. But listen, we will be back in just a moment. Stay tuned.
There's something you can do right now that will ease the pain of arthritis in years to come. By remembering the Arthritis Foundation in your will, you can help us find ways to stop this serious, often crippling disease, a disease that affects one in every seven Americans. Call the Arthritis Foundation at 1-800-283-7800. 1-800-283-7800. It's time we took arthritis seriously.
The doctor told Evelyn, I've got some good news and some bad news. The bad news is you have a tumor on your brain. The good news is the tumor is not cancerous. These words change Evelyn Cartwright's life forever. Will you choose to believe what God's word has to say about what you are facing, or will you choose to believe other sources? She and her amazing testimony was featured nationally on the 700 Club Christian Broadcasting Network. Follow her journey in her book titled, I Know What It Looks Like, But I Choose to Believe God, by Evelyn Cartwright. This is a small book with a huge message. Send your speaking and book order requests to efb1762@gmail.com. That's efb1762@gmail.com.
Are you looking for a fabulous voice? You found it here on MissDonnaSpeaks.com. Miss Donna's voice is one of a kind to fit any voiceover need for sure. The mission is to provide the voice you need to help your message stand apart from the rest. Believable is the first word that comes to most clients' mind when describing Miss Donna's voice. Miss Donna is available for script writing, on-hold and phone messaging systems, interactive voice response, live announcing, MC, commercials, narrations, audiobooks, documentaries, talk show hosting, and e-learning. Whether you are a brand new business, existing corporation, or entrepreneur, MissDonnaSpeaks.com is the right voice and choice for you. Customers are so busy that many times they don't have a lot of time to visit your website, but they will take 30 to 90 seconds to click and hear your commercial. Reach customers quickly with your professionally written and produced commercial, and not only will they be impressed, but also excited to do business with you. Your project will be delivered on budget and on time. Contact Miss Donna for all of your voiceover needs. www.missdonnaspeaks.com, www.missdonnaspeaks.com. Make the best choice. hire Miss Donna's voice. This commercial was...
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to MissDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Okay, we are back. We are talking about why women pay more, why we have to pay more. Sometimes they're forced to pay more for products and services. We were talking about the one in the news right now is the Tampax tax. We're going to go to the phone. I will state the four digits, the four last digits of your phone number. You'll know I'm referring to you. Feel free to join the conversation. Again, 516-418-5894, extension 0280-0280. Hello. Hello. Okay, so we'll go to another one. Extension 6004, extension 6004. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hi.
Hi. I was just listening, and earlier I saw that 35 states have the paint tax. I don't remember now how many are trying to this a campaign to eliminate those taxes. The other part is there's no taxes on Viagra. And I know different, I did look to see if every state charged the pink tax, and it was 35 states. Georgia happens to be one of them. But that was my comment.
Very interesting.
So, yeah, not all states, but because I see the other part was some states view it as a medical necessity, not luxury, and therefore they do not charge tax.
And this is on Viagra.
Yes.
Right. And who takes Viagra? Men, right?
Yeah, definitely see it as a male dominance, you know, because they don't have as much control over females as before, you know, females own their own houses and CEOs of companies and, you know, professors of colleges and stuff. They're no longer the stay-home mom. So they're losing control. So the best thing they could come up for the time being was the pink taxes. That's just my opinion.
Wow. And Pam, you mentioned. Yeah, Pam. Pam, I know you mentioned too. It's just, you know, it's about the money thing, you know?
Yes.
Great. Wow.
Michigan collected almost $7 million last year on taxes on hygiene supplies and $27 million over the past 4 years.
Wow.
That's not small change.
No, not at all.
No.
Oh, wow. That is just, well, that's why we're doing this show, everybody, so we can call attention to some of the things that women must be aware of. And this is just absolutely amazing. Now, in there are 8 states so far in the U.S. that have eliminated sales tax on the period products, and those states are Connecticut, Florida, Illinois, Nevada, New York, Rhode Island, Utah, and now Ohio. And California has a temporary tax exemption that only lasts from 2020 through 2022. So I guess
I guess that means,
you know, you might want to buy all you can and stock up or something until 2022. I mean, really? Yeah, that's really, really interesting. In case you all are just joining us, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show, and we are having a conversation about why women are unfairly charged more for some products and services, and some services are considered luxury, even though that they are necessity items. We talked about the pink tax, fat tax, and we are talking about the Tampax tax. And check in your state and see what's going on, listeners, in your state surrounding this. Here's the email. It says, "Miss Donna, I can hardly believe what I heard last week and what I am hearing about women being charged more for these type of services and products. I plan to really pay attention from here on." This comes from Lindsay in Ohio. Yes, Lindsay, thank you for that. And we're hoping that everyone pays more attention as well as we, you know, I've already said, really, some of these things you just don't even think about, right?
Oh,
and where we can see that we must think about it. You know, we really
about it. We do need to call our legislatures, our legislative, and ask them to repeal the tax. So there is
something we can do.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Ms. Town. Go ahead. I'm just letting people know that this is something that we really can do.
That's right. Let's see.
So we want everyone to just be aware of what is going on. And I did have a message of what can we do about it? And that's one of the, I'm glad you mentioned that, because that was one of our questions. What can we do
about
this?
And there are already a number of bills before Congress regarding the tax. So it's nothing new, but more support is needed.
Yeah, we see what the three women were able to do there in Michigan, you know.
Right.
Wow. Wow. Well, we hope certainly open some eyes and ears about some of the things that we as women, we have to be aware of. We really need to be aware of. And we can, you know, make a difference, and we can make some things happen. And we can, you know, first of all, be conscious and let other people know. You know, as far as even, you know, we talked about clothing on part one. You know, some other things to address the question, what can we do about it? Just when I think about clothing, with clothing, you know, we can always, you know, there's an alternative to shopping these big box stores and paying, as we heard, you know, 30 to 50% more, you know, for some of our items. We can also shop at thrift stores. We can shop at high-end consignment shops. There are some nonprofit shops like Goodwill. There are other, you know, secondhand shopping options as well. I think of eBay, Craigslist, garage sales. There are swap sites, you know, online, and we've heard some people talking about they, you know, do a lot of online shopping. Well, a lot of us are doing online shopping right now, but there are online swap sites and clothing swap parties. I don't know if you guys have heard of any of those, but there are certainly clothing swap parties as well. And, of course, you know, we can also just, you know, shop less and spend more on high-quality garments. And those are garments that you can have for years and years, you know, timeless pieces. I know I was speaking with a friend of mine, and we were talking about Lesuit. And Lesuit has been around for years. I remember when I first started modeling for the store that I started modeling for, which is LS Ayers, they carried a lot of Lesuit pieces. So I remember the Lesuit pieces way back then. And I know now I've had Lesuit pieces for probably 30 years. And they, you know, you just, you dry clean them and you store them properly, and they last for years and years and years. And so that's something else that we can do as well. But we certainly do want to be conscious, you know. And again, hope that we have, we wanted to do just a little abbreviated version this evening for you, just to come back on and finish up from part one. But we certainly hope that you have heard something that you will be able to use and to share on this evening, okay? And as Ms. Pam said, you know, write your legislators about some of these things now that they have been brought to your attention, okay?
Right.
And we certainly want to thank you all for supporting our show and for listening and sending messages. We appreciate that, whether, you know, it's your first time or whether you are a loyal listener. We appreciate you just the same. We're glad you're part of the What is Etiquette Anyway family. If you have hear a topic that you want to hear us talk about on this show, feel free to let us know. We've already said, you know, etiquette surrounds every single thing and every single part of our lives. So feel free to send us that topic, and we will certainly do what we can to discuss that as well. We certainly do appreciate when you tell your friends and family about our show. And we know the main reason we do this is to help make the world a polite place to live. We know we can only do that one person at a time, and only when you help us. Okay, never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. And that means just never get tired of being kind to people. I mean, being kind to people is free, right, Pam? I mean, it costs absolutely nothing.
It costs nothing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And especially when, you know, you may want to run across someone who is going through something, you know, call them, encourage them, help them. As much as you can, okay? Once
and
again,
smile.
And smile, yeah, smile is free as well, isn't it? It's free.
Yes.
And, in fact, you mentioning that, I mean, you never know how you can just change someone's day is to just smile at them, okay? And you see someone that's looking sad or mean or whatever, just smile at them, and you can more than likely you'll be able to change their day, okay?
That's
and
right.
So anyway, listen, again, we thank you so much for spending part of your Sunday evening with us. And listen, we know that everything that's going on in the world, you know, is still happening. But we're going to invite you to make sure you continue to stay safe, okay? Continue to stay safe. And we'll talk to you next time. Good night. Take care. God bless.
There is a lot of uncertainty going on in our world today, but you can be certain that Miss Donna, also known as the Etiquette Lady, and What is Etiquette Anyway talk show, will be here to continue to encourage you. Stay safe and be encouraged. You've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Don't forget to initiate a random act of kindness this week. Thanks for listening, and please join us again next time when we will discuss another exciting topic.